The 105th House District covers parts of Champaign and Pontiac, plenty of farmland, and 52 small towns, each with fewer than 6,000 people. Cullom has fewer than 600, and that's where Shane Caltra is on a frigid Saturday attending a candidates forum.
It is my privilege as mayor to welcome you to this forum, and it is my pleasure as a member of Women's Club who is sponsoring this event.
Caltra uses his three-minute opening statement to remind the small gathering that he's one of them.
When I first decided about running for this position, I looked at the district and I realized that the majority of the district was small towns just like I'd lived in all my life. I've lived in Onarga for 57 years.
The women's club that organized the forum in Cullom didn't invite Caltra's opponent, Dave Tomlinson. One organizer said they didn't know how to contact him. But a few days later, Tomlinson was campaigning in Paxton, saying that it wasn't him but Caltra who's hard to reach.
And that Shane Caltra is not very well known at all in Champaign nor in Iroquois County. And I said, you know, we've got to have effective legislators that work very hard in the district and very hard out of the district. And I have not seen that personally from Shane.
Tomlinson was speaking to a Paxton firefighter's CPR class, and as a Champaign firefighter himself, he was clearly at home at the gathering, joking with some of the firefighters and complimenting others for their handling of the recent Majestic Theater fire. But Tomlinson says he can talk to just about anybody, and says that would help him reach across the partisan divide in Springfield.
We've got to be able to work across the aisle because there are things that Republicans and Democrats can agree on. Everybody wants a capital bill to improve our roads, improve our infrastructure, and we work together in a give-and-take environment instead of the environment of, you know, they're not going to come to the table and play anyway, so why even bother?
Caltra believes chances for a new capital bill are slim this year, but he's working on legislation to address another long-shot issue, education funding reform. Caltra's bill would exempt the first $150,000 of the value of an owner-occupied home from school district property taxes. An increase in state income or sales taxes would make up the difference.
The chance of it passing are probably very minimal, but I just feel it's an important issue in this area. We had Senate Bill 750 a few years ago, Meek's bill, that wanted to do something similar, only it raised taxes a lot more than what you got in property tax reliefs. My bill is dollar for dollar. There's not going to be an increase.
In contrast to Caltra's revenue-neutral proposal, Tomlinson says he would only support legislation that actually lowered the total tax bill for property owners. He thinks that can be managed by cutting waste from the state budget and raising the income tax rate just enough to place some of the school funding burden on non-property owners. Tomlinson says he also differs from Caltra on labor issues. As a union firefighter and as president of the Champaign Unit 4 School Board, he says he understands the concerns of both labor and management.
Representative Caltra is very quick to vote no on labor issues, and pretty much all of them, actually, whether it's a pension issue or a work safety issue. And I think that as representatives of people who work for a living, that's something we need to do.
Caltra has the lowest labor voting score in the Illinois House, according to the AFL-CIO. That ranking doesn't bother Caltra, but he does seem bothered by Tomlinson's charge that the incumbent's ranking with the Illinois Farm Bureau was at low levels until last year. Caltra, who serves on the House Agriculture and Conservation Committee, says the low ranking was largely because he opposed a bill requiring rural roads to be strong enough to handle 80,000-pound truckloads.
I felt that if we were going to require heavier trucks, that it ought to come with some money to help do the roads. And there was no money in the bill, so I voted against it. And that was a heavily weighted issue in Farm Bureau, and so that hurt my rating.
Caltra and Tomlinson share many views. Both are pro-life and pro-gun owners' rights. Both would cut state spending to balance the budget and allow limited expansion of gambling to pay for a new capital projects bill. A Democratic candidate might have different views, but the Democrats haven't run anybody for the 105th House District seat since the current boundaries took effect 6 years ago. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.